Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify's got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process, from syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Hey, y'all. We wanted to share with you some of the fun we've been having over on Patreon. For this October Best Of, we're bringing you short clips from some of the bonus content from last month to give you an idea of everything you get when you sign up to support the show.
If you like what you hear and want to hear more, click the link in the episode description or head to sinisterhood.com and click Patreon on the top menu. First, we have a clip from Unpopular Opinions Listener Edition. Our Patreon subscribers are invited to send in their own unpopular opinions, and they never disappoint. In this clip, we discuss whether the many, many flavors of M&Ms and Oreos have gone too far. After that, we have a clip from our mini-sode on the Waukesha parade attack trial, where defendant Darrell Brooks represented himself.
That's followed by a clip from our bonus content live stream, where we discuss some of the worst Halloween candies ever made. I still can't get those circus peanuts taste out of my mouth. Our subscribers at the Getting Into It tier voted to have us roast Halloween costumes, and the local location of the Spirit Halloween store in Mesquite, Texas did not disappoint. Finally, you'll hear a question from our monthly Q&A where we discuss which fictional family we would like to belong to.
You can head to the Patreon to watch video versions of the Q&A and of our monthly live stream segment so you can see all the cringy costumes that we found and follow along, particularly the variation of Beetlejuice faces. There's one of them and you're like, he just feels so empty. It's so funny.
Heather made a PowerPoint. It's fantastic. There were a lot of surprises, a lot of boy-yo-yoing moments. It's worth its weight in gold, I promise you.
Well, it's so much fun because we record together. It's the best part.
Join now to check out the full archive of all of our prior streams and catch us live on the upcoming streams where you can participate with us real-time via the chat. Our next live Q&A will be Wednesday, November 16th at 8 p.m. Central, and the live stream will be Thursday, November 17th at 8 p.m. Central. Check Patreon for sign-up links and more. And when you sign up at the Getting Into It tier, you can also vote on a topic for our main feed.
We also uploaded the video version of our Captain Streeter episode where we were joined on stage by our lovely ASL interpreters. They helped make it one of the best shows we ever had. And that's the feedback we've gotten was it was so much fun to not only hear the amazing story, but the inclusiveness and just the flair and the vigor that they brought, the joy. It's fantastic. So join us today on Patreon to get ad-free regular episodes, hundreds of hours of audio and video bonus content, on-demand archives of all the video streams, and so much more. You also get to be a part of all the fun we have throughout the rest of the year. An annual subscription gets you immediate access to bonus content plus a free month of membership.
To join our Patreon and check out all these perks, head to the link in the episode description or go to sinisterhood.com and click Patreon on the top banner to sign up today.
Speaking of thinking things are nasty, Carrie Mack writes, M&Ms have jumped the shark with all the crazy flavors, as have Oreos. Just leave it alone.
Okay.
I took the liberty
of pulling up the flavors.
I pulled up all the M&M flavors and all the Oreo flavors. Would you like to hear them, and which would you like to hear first?
I am more familiar with Oreos, so I'm going to go M&M first.
Okay. Do you want me to read them all?
However many you feel is appropriate.
Okay. I'm a fast talker. I'll do them fast. Milk chocolate, dark chocolate, peanut, peanut butter, crunchy cookie, white chocolate, peanut, dark chocolate, peanut, mint, fudge brownie, pretzel, caramel, crispy, almond, birthday cake, chili nut, coconut, coffee nut.
I'm out. I'm out. After birthday cake, I'm done. birthday cake and then chili?
Wait for it. Crispy s'mores, crunchy espresso, crunchy mint, crunchy raspberry, English toffee peanut, hazelnut spread, honey nut, Hostess brownies made with milk chocolate, Kudos 100 calorie, amazing crunch bar, butterscotch. Okay.
Butterscotch? Is that a Halloween flavor?
I'm guessing. Cookies and Scream. Holiday Mint. Jack's Gems. I don't know what that is. Chocolate Jedi Mix. Orange Vanilla Cream. Go straight to hell and die.
Whoa. No cap. Just got nauseous.
Pumpkin Spice Latte. Shimmery White Chocolate. Special Edition Strawberry Peanut Butter.
Oh, vomit!
White Chocolate Candy Corn. Ooh. White Chocolate Peanut.
White chocolate Candy Corn?
Yeah, go to hell.
God damn.
Wait for it. White Pumpkin Pie.
Mm-mm.
Mexican Jalapeno Peanut. Mint Crisp M&M Adventures of Indiana Jones. So it definitely, definitely tastes like Harrison Ford. Mint Dark Chocolate Strawberry Nut. Wild Cherry.
Here is my question. What?
This is white chocolate pirate pearls.
Ooh, that's just pirate jizz that they
gave me.
She
gave me the old pirate pearls in the back of his Chevelle.
Pirate pearl necklace. I just spit water all over the place.
Damn it. I just took a sip of water when you said that.
Give him a little PPN. Here's what I don't understand. Or my question. Who has ever seen these? I have seen like 5 M&M flavors in my life. I mean, 80% of these I've never seen ever.
The 13 that I read first are currently on the Mars website, from milk chocolate on down to almond. And I've seen most of those in stores. Like, I've seen fudge brownie, pretzel caramel. You know, if you
I don't
go to
think
like,
I've seen those.
I've seen them at like a Quick Trip. Since my go-to snack, like when we're on the road, is peanut M&M's. So I frequently see the ones around it. And I'm not
looking at them a lot of times, to be fair. So that makes sense.
The others I read have been available at certain times. They're like limited flavors.
Never bring back strawberry nut or white chocolate pumpkin pie. Those things make me want to puke in my lap.
The old nut. Well, I don't eat Oreos except for the gluten-free ones. So
ooh,
I was not aware
Oreos.
That they have obviously your standard, you know, double stuff, regular stuff, double stuff. They also have Brookie-O Brownie.
What?
Original cookie dough cream chocolate sandwich cookies. So it looks like it's a brownie cookie.
A Brookie?
Brookie-O.
That sounds like Dookie. You can't name a food Brookie.
Dessert fans will celebrate this delightful pairing. Chocolate Oreo cookies with brownie, cookie dough, and original flavored triple layer cream. Whether you're enjoying the Oreo spin on a classic treat, it's always dunkable. Yeah, if you're trying to get a big mouth of Brookie,
you, you get the pirate pearl necklace and then a big mouth of Brookie. And that's a Friday night on the old captain's deck.
Yeah.
What are the other flavors?
Oreo Toffee Crunch, Chocolate Hazelnut, Java Chip.
I don't
chip.
Like hazelnut very much, so I'm not usually a fan of those.
I imagine they're usually trying to... the picture on it is like Nutella without licensing the Nutella brand.
Yeah.
Mint, birthday cake, chocolate cream.
Birthday cake flavors should all fuck off.
I love birthday cake things, but most of the time they have gluten in them. Yeah, most of them. It's mostly
vanilla. It's too sugary sweet for me.
Well, don't tell Paris. They have chocolate peanut butter pie. He would love that.
Oh, you should get those for him. That one sounds... I'm on board with that one.
That one, it appears to be either peanut butter cookies and then half peanut butter, half chocolate in the middle. Then they also have peanut butter sandwich cookies where it's regular Oreo cookie, peanut butter in the middle.
Yeah.
Caramel coconut, lemon.
No.
Fudge covered...
Lemon, yes. I do like lemon cookies.
I like the Girl Scout cookies that were like lemon sandwich cookies.
I was saying no to the coconut one.
Oh, yeah. Caramel, coconut. Caramel and coconut don't go together, in my opinion. And then white fudge-covered sandwich holiday cookies. Fudge. So you can either get...
Those are a lot. Those are real rich, yeah.
We really live in a rich society that we can just have 38 different types of evidence.
Yeah. But Oreo has also some really fucked up flavors. Like, they'll do... I think they had... Not that this is super fucked up, but like they had a maple one once. They had, because I have a friend that his whole bit would be trying the new flavors and kind of like filming it and stuff. So I remember every time I saw one, I would send them to him, but I'm blanking on some of the grosser ones.
Oreo flavors list. Oh my God.
But you're right. I want to say, was there a Cheeto flavored one at one point?
I don't see it on this one. I will say you're right. They had maple cream. Ugh. But I'm seeing caramel apple, key lime pie, jelly donut, chocolate strawberry, Mississippi mud pie.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. I had El Phoenix the other night and then had a Mississippi mud pie shortly after.
Kettle corn.
Nope. Don't like kettle corn. Don't want it in an Oreo.
I'll eat kettle corn, but I don't want it mixed with chocolate. Hot cocoa Oreo, which it looks like it has maybe a lighter chocolate and also marshmallow cream.
That sounds okay.
Gingerbread Oreo, I would eat. There's no chocolate involved. It's all gingerbread. Peeps.
Ugh. Hate mint a chocolate. Peep. Love the way a peep looks. Do not like the taste of a peep.
My brother-in-law loves peeps. I'll eat like a head of a peep, but I'm not going to eat a whole one.
It's the texture for me.
I want to be able to bite the head off a small bird, but not be arrested for it. That's the magic of a peep. Love Oreos.
What's that?
I cannot tell. PB&J. Let's see if I can find love on the list. But
PB&J sounds not good.
Yeah, I don't know that I would want that. Lemon
and
cream,
milk,
carrot
it might
cake.
Be okay. Carrot cake I would eat. Is it unless there's chocolate?
Cherry Coke.
Ugh.
No.
I don't like any cola-flavored food. Or
no,
treats.
I
just want cola to be cola, and that's it.
Leave it alone. I don't like I'll drink a Coke Slurpee. I like a Coke Slurpee.
Yeah, that's okay. But that's bottles? Still liquid. You're still doing liquid at that point.
Good point. I'm still drinking it. But like the little bottles that you get at Halloween that has like soda in them, and it's like wax, and you bite them off nasty as fuck. Don't buy those. People don't want them. You want to get your house egged, then start giving those to kids. Yeah. This is the last one, and it's a true abomination, and this shows that we've strayed far from God. Pina colada Oreos.
Oh,
we've strayed so far.
Is it chocolate cookie? Vanilla cookie tell. Pina colada middle?
It's hate is what it is. Pina colada.
It's got to be vanilla cookie. There's no way it's chocolate.
Yeah, it's white. It's like a vanilla cookie, and it appears to have... Let me zoom in on this baby. This is Walmart.com.
Like pina coladas. Of course it is.
Yeah, it's pineapple coconut flavored cream with white cookies on
no,
the outside.
No, thank you, ma'am.
If you like pina colada Oreos.
Well, I will say that I think I agree with this, that Oreos and M&Ms, you got to pump the brakes at some point. At some point, just stick to the classics. That's what people like. Maybe every now and again you release a new flavor, but it seems like you're doing too much.
Just because you could do something doesn't mean you should.
Exactly.
And they need to pass that message on to both Mars Candy and Nabisco, who seem to just be trying to get the apocalypse started. Because once they have the right combination of off-the-wall fucked up M&M and off-the-wall fucked up Oreo, that's when the gates of hell will open and Satan draws nigh.
It turned out Brooks was not better served representing himself. Throughout the course of the trial, he interrupted opposing counsel, argued with the judge, argued with the witnesses, failed at nearly every objection, was unable to present a cogent legal argument, and tried to refuse court-mandated COVID testing. He chose to wear a jail jumpsuit for a period of the trial, despite the advice of the judge to change into street clothes in order to shield jurors from the fact that Brooks was in custody and to help him appear more respectable for the jury. Brooks spent several days in a bright orange t-shirt, and at one point even removed his shirt and paced back and forth completely shirtless while muted in another courtroom. Brooks eventually agreed to change into street clothes.
And a lot of his behaviors, I wonder at the beginning if he thought, well, if I act wacky enough, they're going to think I'm crazy and either declare a mistrial or something else. But they did not abide that. And because of his subsequent behavior, we know it was an act. He was putting on. He was just being an asshole. And to this, the exchange, well, the COVID testing, he was like, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. And she said, well, I can give you the swab and you can swab yourself, or these two giant guards are going to sit your ass down and swab you. And he's like, I'm not doing it. And they sat him down and swabbed him. They're not hurting him. It's not like we're going to extract your teeth. It's like, for the safety of everybody in this room, let us, you know, swab you. But the whole back and forth about the jumpsuit, he's like, everybody knows I'm in jail. She goes, well, you don't know that. And we conducted jury selection in order to find unbiased jurors who are not as familiar with this case. They might not recognize you. They might not know the facts.
And
he's like,
does she have to do that? Because that seems like a nice thing to. She's saying to him, like, look, I'm trying to to help you out here, buddy.
She gave him like every chance. And she said, I'm giving you this opportunity. We'll pause the proceedings. We don't have to start yet. You can go put on, we have street clothes for you ready. And he's like, no, I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm doing. Well, then I think he realized it does look bad.
Yes.
Because you do. I mean, and that's why courts offer, because you're innocent until proven guilty, right? They offer the defendant the opportunity to wear street clothes, look respectable, not be shackled as much as normal. And so again, she was going above and beyond extending, because he said, no, I'm good. And she's like, just to be sure, mm-hmm. these are some reasons why you might want to reconsider. And she did not have to do that. And he still was like, go fuck yourself. The footage of him, yeah, like stripping off his clothes and pacing back and forth, to me, it looked like acting, like when we watched that, I believe it was the interrogation of the Parkland shooter. Mm-hmm. Where you can, it's like they're watching the camera, mm-hmm. like, oh, are they watching me? And trying to act weird mm-hmm. only when someone's watching. Mm-hmm. It's like a little kid. Like, I'm crying. Are you looking at me? Okay, yeah. Now I'm crying.
Doing it for attention, for sure. Mm-hmm. Was his defense, because this was something that I had trouble finding, because he was just yelling throughout most of the trial. He's saying he didn't mean to hit anybody. He admits, I mean, you can't deny it. He's driving the car. But he's saying, I was trying to honk. I was trying to let people know that I was coming. And the cops on the stand are like, nope. We're watching this whole video. Everybody's watching. If it happened, nobody hears any honking. There was never any honking, like trying to warn people that he was coming down the street. So he says it was an accident that he ran over people. Is that what he's saying?
His defense changed. It shouldn't shock anyone to know he did not have a cohesive, thoughtful legal argument for which he was prepared to present. And it was kind of like every day he showed up, he thought, okay, today I'm going to do this. Today I'm going to do this.
Just spaghetti at the wall method.
It's very spaghetti at the wall. And I think like something like that, that's so stupid that if you argue that, there's footage of you mm-hmm. with audio mm-hmm. and you're not honking. Like, it's something that's demonstrably false. It's very, to me, it's very stupid. But again, it was spaghetti at the wall. Okay, what fictional family would you like to belong to?
That's a really good question.
I have like answers and caveats.
Oh, interesting. I bet I can guess yours.
Okay, go.
What is that show that you liked as a kid? Fuck, now I can't remember it. I bet you would have liked, like, Punky Brewster was a single dad, but
my sister loved that show.
Oh, I did too. The episode where Cherry gets stuck.
I recently rewatched that and it is harrowing.
Dude, the fucking harrowing. 80s cartoons, like they were like
hard.
Hey kids.
Fucking hard.
You want to know about molestation? That fucking Different Strokes we watched. Yes. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, the very special episode on Funny or Die. They have playlists
Jesus
on YouTube.
Christ.
And they like take those very special episodes and they clip them down to just the cringiest parts with some commentary.
Like Arnold is making yeah. jokes about a dude coming in his mouth.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
For real.
Yeah, it's not. Nope. Yeah, nope.
Oh, wow. It was wild. Yeah. And Wesley has his shirt off.
That's right. God. And they're like, what did he do to you?
Yeah, it was a lot. Oh,
wild
man.
Stuff.
Full House.
I do love Bob Saget.
Yeah.
I was going to say straight up just on like loving happy family, the Munsters.
Oh, Munsters are good.
Because they all really... I mean, that's like talk about like a family that super supports each other. Mm-hmm. They all and like they were not like we watched this whole breakdown of why Rob Zombie's Munsters remake was bad mm-hmm. as compared to the original series. And like the spirit of that was like the Munsters were weird, but they didn't like hate normally looking people. They were
no,
just
it
like,
wasn't
oh,
the
their
cousin,
niece was
the
yeah.
cousin was.
And they were like, oh, we love her. And yeah. everybody else just treated them as others. But they would just like loved their
yeah.
neighbors. And
it is,
fit in.
When you think about it in those terms, it was very like mm-hmm. progressive for its time.
For its time. Also, I love the Dick Van Dyke Show, but like, I don't want to be.
Richie well,
was like the
saying.
Fucking
I was,
worst.
Like, I loved Roseanne, but like, I don't want to live where
the
they live.
Family's terrible. Yeah. So I'm going to go with Munsters. That's the final
Munsters
answer.
Munsters is a good one. Oh, gosh. All of the, trying to think of like a funny family.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't like dorky.
Yeah. Cause like, or mean to each other. Like the what's the one I'm thinking of with Al Bundy? Married with Children.
Oh,
it's like very funny, but like that would be awful. They like yell at each other.
Yeah, that was awful.
Yeah.
Maybe I really liked Clarissa Explains It All.
The parents,
but she like hated her brother.
She didn't like the brother, but the friends were the friend that crawled up the tree house, like in the tree.
Blossom.
Yeah, it'd be fun.
Or Joey. Ooh, the one where the girl's dad was an alien. Fuck, what
my
was
dad
that?
The alien.
No, it was
see if anyone knows in the chat. Oh, the Schitt's Creek. That'd be fun.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. Schitt's Creek. Oh, yeah. Also, Dawson's Creek might be good.
I just like that you're like Schitt's Creek, Dawson's Creek, Creek by the Bell, Creeks, Creekfeld, Creeker, like Frasier, the Creeksons, Creek in the Family, all on the Creek, Full Creek.
But you named a bunch that I hadn't thought of that were actually better than mine.
There you go.
Like,
Creek by Creek.
Seinfeld or, I don't know that I wouldn't be in any of those families.
So I was like, I love Always Sunny so much, but like, oh, they're so mean. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't cut it. They would like probably burn my car. Mm-hmm. They'd blow my shit up. Mm-hmm. All right.
What Penny was it? Creek Junction. Out of This World. Very yes, funny. It was Out of This World.
Saved
by the Bell would, if you were like,
they were dysfunctional.
Yeah, Zach's family.
Except
was.
Screech's family.
Zach's family was pretty cool. Or like
his dad was like,
I'd be 90210 and be like, Tori Spelling. So
I didn't watch enough 90210. Although I did watch
the
Dark Side of the 90s. About that, it was very fascinating about the discrimination that one actress like got because of
Andrea. Mm-hmm. She was Jewish.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Freaks and Geeks. I loved.
Also, Creeks and Geeks.
Creeks and Geeks is very good.
Freaks and Creeks.
Schitt's Creek is probably the best answer.
Yeah. Oh, I love that family. In real life, too.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Stephanie said, what's the 1K/topic you've wanted to cover that is still
Here's the deceptive thing about wax Coke bottles. They look cool.
Yeah.
Like, you're like,
you
oh,
wanna like
yeah.
It.
You want to like it. We're all, what flavor? Okay. I'm going to do red.
So I got one bottle or one package that was like Nickel Nip is what these are called.
Wait, what? The brand?
Yeah. Nickel Nip.
Oh,
candies.
We're both going to do red? Okay.
Well, I mean,
what do you
do?
Do
all
you bite the wax?
Oh, here we go. Nickel Nip.
And then what do? You're just like left with this ball of wax to deal with.
The preferred method of opening the wax bottles is to give it a nip.
What does that mean?
Nip the top off with your teeth. Give it a old nip.
Like, bite the whole thing off?
Wait, what?
Or just do a little where it, like a hole.
What you're supposed to do is you bite it off, you suck the goo, and then it says, chew the wax like a gum.
I'll die first.
What?
I'm not doing that. I will do it for this, but never would I do this for a real candy. Okay.
It's food grade and non-toxic. However, please note, it's meant to be chewed and not swallowed. So
also it has zero flavor and you're going to feel like you just put a candle in your mouth. Like what's the appeal?
That's exactly what it tastes like.
So, cheers. Are you going to bite this off?
Yeah, I'm going to chew it off.
Oh, caught it burst.
It squirts up in you. Ugh. Oh, here. Chew it like a gum.
Tastes like fucking those Kool-Aid,
like a hot glue.
Those Kool-Aid burst things that used to get us kids.
Do you remember the juice that came in like the little barrels? It tastes like those. It's just sugar water.
Like. It tastes exactly like sugar water. I'm trying to get it all out so I can chew this thing. God damn.
Thumbs down.
Don't chug it. Okay, wait, did you chew it?
For a minute, but I hated it. That was like cherry. I'm going to try the green one. Tyler said,
why would you chew this?
Tyler said, my father's in the next room. I can't imagine what he must think I'm watching. I'm like, oh, it burst in my mouth.
It tastes like something you shouldn't put in your mouth and chew. Like if you If you were like
at a restaurant,
like a baby had plastic in their mouth and you were trying to get it out.
You're like, excuse me, awful. This was in my taco.
Right. Yeah. You would like send something back if that showed up in something you were supposed to eat.
The thing is, that tastes like cough syrup.
Yeah. The other one started to taste very medicine-y too.
It's all also when I was opening the package.
These have all sucked. Except Tootsie Roll.
Oh yeah. They're
the
so good
and Plenty's, they were all right. Those Mary Janes, I'll never forget
who
that.
Who did that? Like, who made that?
Wait till you get to the fucking...
Those I've never had.
They're awful.
Okay, the next one is Necco Wafers.
I don't think I've had these.
It is a sugar-based candy sold in rolls of variously flavored thin discs. So I guess each of these
like,
is a disc.
Good Lord.
First produced in 1847.
What did they use?
1847.
When I was a kid, there was a skating rink in Fort Worth. It might still be there for all I know, called Silver Wheels. And that's where like everybody had their birthday parties. And they sold these things that were like big ones of these.
Mega wafers?
Yeah, but they might have been sweet tarts. But I feel like it was like Wonka something. That's what this reminded me of. Necco this wafers. Does not look like something I'm going to like. It looks like...
Before you eat it, they're each flavored.
A Smarties. That's just softer. It looks like an eyeshadow palette.
Yeah.
Like this fell out of my makeup. Okay.
So
this is blue.
So we have lemon yellow, lime green, orange, clove purple.
Okay.
Give me a purple one.
You're going to do clove?
Oh, yeah. Cinnamon white.
Oh, hell no.
That is so misleading. Wintergreen pink.
What?
Licorice
is green.
There's no black one in there. Chocolate brown.
I'm gonna
blue
do this.
Is not listed.
I'm gonna do that's. I think I was seeing purple.
Okay, that's
this is
close.
Lemon. God, they're way harder than I thought they'd be.
This
why
is
why would anyone? Why would people delight in any of these?
What have you ever?
Like, if somebody gave that to me, I'd be like, "Why'd you hand that to
this
me?"
This is hateful. So, have you ever had it suffered from athlete's foot or some sort of fungus that requires you to spray a medicated in your shoe?
Yeah.
And you ever been like with your mouth a little bit open when you do it?
Oh, that's what that tastes like?
Right here.
Is it, that's the clove one?
Yeah, it will cure athlete's foot.
It tastes like licorice then, probably, right?
It's worse. It's like spicy.
Yeah, no, I don't like spicy candies. I don't like cinnamon flavored things.
Good.
Well, we are batting not good. Okay.
So
if you have, I need to hear from people in the chat. You had one of these. When I was a kid, we used to always go to this neighborhood where my parents' friends lived, and it, like multiple blocks just had this huge block party. And like the whole houses like went all out decorating for Halloween. People would be just like grilling out in the front yards and you could just come and go. It was a blast, a great time.
That's awesome.
But because they would get thousands of trick-or-treaters, they would hand out like shitty candy, at least my parents' friends, because there's
so many.
You
can't give out full-size
Snickers
to 3,000
kids. Yeah,
no, you
spend like $500 trying to give candy out.
Yeah.
So these are harder than I remember. They are peanut butter flavored.
I didn't know that. I never knew what
they're going to be similar to the Mary Jane, except I guess worse because they're higher ranked.
I guess that's true. These are getting worse as we go.
Yeah.
Here's what I don't get is I've known that these candies have existed since I was a child because Tyler said these are the devil's turds.
Dude, like I might break a tooth. Feel how fucking hard this is.
Uh-uh. I never knew what they were called.
They smell terrible.
It's called peanut butter kisses, which I never knew that's what they were.
But just saying a kiss.
When we were growing up, there was a house down the street and the guy fixed machines and they always gave these candies out and the whole... You know, you're
is this the one that like you told you spread the rumor around that they were pedophiles,
poisoning,
but
yeah.
In fact they were right.
This one just cracked in half. Is it safe to eat?
I honestly, I've been dreading this since yesterday when I found out that this was on the list.
I've never had one of these before because we told everybody, or we were told, that that house poisoned the candy. We didn't say they were pedophiles. We said they were trying to poison
children. How would you know? It already tastes like poison.
It broke apart in my mouth.
Okay. I'm going to say, though, I will say this is not nearly as bad as the Mary Jane or those wafers.
Okay.
This actually wasn't as bad as I remember. It's terrible. I'm not going to like eat it voluntarily. I just threw it on the floor.
Oh, yeah. Well, don't let the goose get it. My confusion was like,
what is this made out of?
Concrete. What? And just brown. I don't know where it is.
Why did they keep falling apart? They seem like...
Because here's my theory about candy corn, and I will now apply it to several of the other candies on this list. The same batch has been in circulation since the 40s. And how would you know? Because a fresh candy corn and a candy corn from 1942 same. Look, taste, smell the exact same.
There's no way to discern.
How would you ever know that these weren't from eons ago?
Did they have to do that because you couldn't really afford a bunch of stuff? So you'd have to like save it over the years because like the depression.
You and your poor ass candy.
If you liked what you heard, consider supporting the show on Patreon by clicking on the episode description or heading to sinisterhood.com and clicking Patreon in the top banner.
Thanks for listening and keep it creepy.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue, the $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Google Gemini's Pro Plan free for 1 year. And use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right here.